40 years ago, Marie Corinne Morrison Claiborne Boggs, better known as Lindy Boggs, won an historic special election to take on her husband Hale Boggs' post in Congress after he disappeared in an Alaska plane crash. Her daughter, NPR and ABC News journalist Cokie Roberts, recalled her mother's difficulty transitioning to the job to a congressional historian.
There's no maybe button, and you're going to have to say yes or no, and when you do that, you're going to alienate some people. And Mama was not used to alienating anybody. What her role had been for Daddy had been to make everybody think that he was with them.
That's Cokie Roberts in 2007. She went on to describe the unique position of her mother as a woman taking on such a high-powered job.
Mrs. Johnson called her, Lady Bird called her, and said, Lindy, I think it's a great idea, but how are you going to do it without a wife? Trying to run an office and run a campaign and run your social life without a partner doing that for you just seemed daunting, and it was daunting.
In her 9 terms as a representative, Lindy Boggs was known for using her feminine charm. She's remembered as a champion of civil rights for racial and gender equality and for children. Her final term in public service began at age 81, when Boggs served as ambassador to the Vatican during the Clinton administration. Boggs was born on a sugar plantation near New Roads, Louisiana. She'll be buried in that same town. A New Orleans Mass for Lindy Boggs will be celebrated Thursday, August 1st, 11 a.m. at St. Louis Cathedral in Jackson Square. Boggs often walked to Mass there from her home on Bourbon Street. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troeh.